KSA News, I'm Corey Myers. The confirmed death toll in Hawaii's wildfires has climbed to 89 as of last night in what is now the deadliest fire in the U.S. in over 100 years. Governor Josh Green said in a news conference yesterday, those numbers will continue to go up, and the goal right now, to keep people safe. They are working with FEMA to get housing for survivors.
We've already secured 1,000 rooms. 500 rooms will go to families that have been displaced because of the terrible fire. Another 500 rooms to go to support initially.
The federal government is assisting Hawaii battling those wildfires. FEMA Operations Director Jeremy Greenberg said yesterday that the agency has a permanent presence in Hawaii, including a distribution center that allows them to provide immediate assistance. Presidential candidate Donald Trump and his GOP rival Ron DeSantis were at the Iowa State Fair yesterday to make their appeals to Republican voters. Former President Trump leading the polls for the Republican primary, with the Florida governor coming in a distant second. Trump has been criticized in Iowa, however, for his negative remarks about Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. DeSantis yesterday said Trump's remarks were totally out of bounds. Other GOP candidates were also in attendance, including former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who flipped burgers with Republican Senator Joni Ernst. The Kremlin claims Russian forces shot down 20 Ukrainian drones over Crimea. The drone strikes follow similar drone attacks in Moscow. The Russian Defense Ministry says it also stopped a pair of missile strikes on the bridge connecting Crimea to the Russian mainland and claims to have killed hundreds of Ukrainian troops. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this.
A revolver from Elvis Presley's firearms collection going up for auction. The Rock Island Auction Company will auction the late King of Rock and Roll's Smith & Wesson Model 53 revolver on August 26th. That special order Russell Smith signed master engraved revolver, originally manufactured in 1974, is inlaid with gold and silver. The auction house expects that pistol to fetch $60,000 to $90,000. Preseason football in Buffalo hits a little different this season.
Most preseason football games have no meaning, but don't tell that to the 70,000 fans in Buffalo who watched DeMar Hamlin Saturday come all the way back to face competition again.
It was super fun. Like, it was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? Just another milestone on the step of just, you know, getting back to myself as far as in the football space.
The Bills safety played briefly and made three tackles. Hamlin said there were some initial butterflies, but after that,
when you see my cleats laced up with my helmet and shoulder pads on, there ain't going to be no hesitation. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't play this game like that. You'll put yourself at more risk.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Wisconsin World War II veteran about to turn 100. David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.